Let's stand together. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Lord and Savior, oh God, we love you, Lord. And thank you that we can come again. Father, you give us health and strength another day. Lord, come and hear you speak to us. An opportunity that we can draw closer to you, check our lives. Lord, be able to draw closer on that ladder, Father, one step at a time. Father, you know our lives. You know everything about us, what we need, each individual, Lord. Lord, that's where we come tonight, Lord. Pray that you would bless us, each and every one. Lord, have your way in the service. May you just get the glory and honor and praise and everything that's said and done. We'll give you the glory and honor in your precious holy name. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Happy to be out tonight.
Yes.
A little windy outside, but amen. It's a wonderful day. Praise his name. Turn page in our Only Believe books, 145. All hail the power of Jesus. Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, Lord. Page 90, if you turn with me. I'd like to try this song again.
think my partner knows it this time.
All praise to Him who reigns above.
Go ahead.
All praise to Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave His Son for man to die, that He might man redeem. Oh, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more. At God the Father's own right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Redeemer, Savior, friend of men, once ruined by the fall, Thou hast devised salvation's plan, for Thou hast died for all. Oh, blessed be the name, oh, He's worthy, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace. Of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, whose reign shall never cease.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, Jesus, amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is the name, Jesus is the name, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name, Jesus is the name, Jesus is the name of the Lord,
amen.
Oh, magnify His name, magnify His name, magnify His name of the Lord. Magnify His name, magnify His name. Magnify the name of the Lord.
Amen. Don't you feel He's worthy?
Yes.
Oh, we can praise Him all night long.
Never put a drop in the bucket what He's worthy. Amen.
Page 592.
Amen. Let's talk about Jesus, King of Kings.
Amen.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus.
of such a wondrous name, the babe of Bethlehem, the bright and morning star. Let's sing his praises near and far. Amen. Let's talk about Jesus, the bread of life is he, the Savior of the world, the man of Galilee, the prophet, priest, and king, the mighty God is he, the well of living water free. Let's talk about Jesus, the Prince of Peace is he, a great physician too, down through all history. The lily pure and white, the rose of Sharon fair, the shepherd of such tender care. Let's talk about Jesus, the rock of ages, the Lamb of sinners slain, that man of Calvary, the great Emmanuel, the Word of God sublime, he is our bridegroom, so divine. The first verse, one more time. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings, oh glory, the Lord of Lords supreme, throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more.
Closer the day gets. Yes. Let's talk about him more and more, saints. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. Brother Hamilton, you like to come up? Praise his holy name. Praise. Amen. That's the blessing of your name.
Yes.
Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. Psalm 510, the Lord said, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Yes,
amen. Are you thankful?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole.
Pitts, would you like to take requests?
Heavenly Father, we come to you again this evening, beseeching you, Lord, if you would, to answer the people's prayers,
yes,
to give them direction and strength.
Yes.
And if they need healing, we'd ask you, Lord, you are the Lord our God, our healer.
Yes.
come to you this evening. Let us be refreshed in your Lord for it.
Amen.
And we'll give you the grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated.
Praise God.
Amen. Would you have a song or something like that? Does anyone else have a song or a chorus on your heart? Amen. All righty. Let's all stand then, if you will. And we'll sing a little chorus. Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe.
Precious Lord, we are so grateful to be able to gather around your precious word this evening. Lord, thankful for a desire that pulsates and burns, Lord, within our hearts to see every word of God made real and alive through our lives. The Lord, we truly would be a vindication of your precious word in these last few moments of time, that through these mortal bodies, Lord, you would declare to this nation and to this people that you are alive and the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we just humbly ask your blessings on the word this evening, that, Lord, as we just renew our minds to these few things, Lord, that we've read many times, may it just stir our hearts, Lord, and cause a greater press within us, we ask. That, Lord, we would press for the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, and we'll never fail to make sure that you receive all the glory and the honor for it all. And we ask it all in your most precious name, Lord, the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes, he is.
Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, we'll turn our Bibles over to Matthew, the 24th chapter. Amen. Just renew our minds to a few things this evening, and just praying it'll stir your heart as thinking on these things and looking at the time in which we're living and realizing how close we truly are to the coming of the Lord. But here in Matthew 24, very familiar scripture, but just listen as we read it again. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, and wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. May the blessed reading his word, and you may be seated. You know, we're living in a sober time, a serious time. And our pastor, I believe, has done a wonderful job of renewing our minds back to being sober. And you know, we can read all the scriptures in the Bible, Peter and Paul encouraging us to be sober, be diligent, seek out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And we see all this taking place in these great warnings in the scripture, and God sent a prophet in this last age with great warning, but also with a great message for a small elected people.
Yes.
And we don't ever want to get into a place to where all the road's paved for me. I got nothing to worry about. But nevertheless, God predestinated that little seed to press. Yes. And you know, you take anything you plant in the natural, it's thirsting for life. As Brother Branham preached many a messages about the wildlife or the animals, but you put a little seed in the ground, it can't help but reproduce itself. Every time the sun comes, every time the rain falls, it's a pushing out, a cleaning and a growing stage. Amen. Never stops and never ceases. And when you think about this scripture of Jesus warning us of how close it would be in his last days, and to just read that, Paul come and brought the word, and then God sent a prophet in this age to capitalize on these things and to show forth that in this last few moments of time, just how great of an age of deception it was going to be. And sometimes it's easy maybe to think, I know the word, and I've studied, and I've prayed. But you know, without his great hand of mercy upon us, we would surely fall. Because even as he said it in that verse, he said, insomuch that if it were possible, that it would deceive the very elected. But God predestinated a people that would not be deceived. And by God's grace, I want to find myself in that number. But there's only one way to make sure that I'm in that. I've got to match every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord. I've got to see my life vindicating and backing up what he said would take place. But he didn't leave that up on me to do in myself. He predestinated us before there was ever a moon or a star, an elected people, to be here at each juncture of time to fulfill and manifest his word. Yeah. And I want you to think on some of these scriptures as we read them, and bear this in mind over here in John, the 15th chapter. We'll read this first. Oftentimes, you see people, we should be studying the word, we should be listening to the word every chance we have. Yes. But our pastor has even mentioned it, of making sure that we're just not gaining a head knowledge. We're just not getting to a place where I know what he said over there and I know what was said in the Bible over there, but letting God, that great revealer of the divine word, take and place it down in our hearts by revelation. But think of it as Jesus was saying here in John, the 15th chapter, just to, oftentimes, God does not get enough glory. Men want to take it upon themselves that they have got a revelation, they have received. But oh, how we should be so grateful and never forget how merciful God is. As he says here in the 15th chapter, in the 16th verse, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And then whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And we know as how God put this great plan in place. And let's go ahead and read Romans, the 8th chapter. It just takes us clean out of the equation. And I want you just to think about what God has done and what God is doing. And all that he's done through sending every example that we have been given on these precious pages of this Bible, every word that was spoken by the mouths of those prophets and disciples and gone by that was recorded into this book, and then God sending a prophet in this last age to bring a fullness to this word and to take off the cover and to uncover all of the little dark misunderstood places and to lay it out in plain view of what God was expecting of a little bride. But here in Romans, the 8th chapter, very familiar scripture, but start there at the 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So think about that. What shall we then say? If God be for us, who can be against us? But I want you to think about God not taking a chance. He did not take a chance that when he made that blade of grass out there, that it would not reproduce a blade of grass. when he predestinated and made those trees in his mind, and he said, let that seed bring forth of its kind, there was not a doubt, there was never a measure that it wouldn't do exactly that. Men has come along and God in it, and the human race, Satan entering in and trying to pervert and change all there was. But that little seed still brings forth of an oak tree every time it falls down and hits the ground. God did not take a chance. Amen. He didn't put me here and expect me to do this on my own. That's right. But he made a way. He predestinated a people to receive this word in this age. Mm-hmm. And you take and look at God's precious word each time it's coming forth. And oh, how it ought to just strike our hearts to realize I'm not here of my own accord. I'm not here because I thought it was a pretty good thing. But God has placed down inside of each of one of those little elected called out people. Amen. That there is something burning down on the inside of them. That when they hear God's precious word, it's a ringing echo within their heart. Just as much as when that rain falls on the soil and that little predestinated seed starts to drink and it feels the warmth of that sun, it can't help itself. And God's predestinated seed in the heart of that elected people cannot help themselves. Amen. They might go a long ways this way. Brother Branham said a person can go a long time before they realize they're a son. But they're going to get right where they need to be because of what I would do, what you would do. No, what God will do with his precious word and his Holy Spirit. He predestinated that seed and placed within it that germ of life. That when it got in the right conditions, it would bring forth of its kind. Yes. And oh my, how was we... Look back over our life. Let's read here in the message. This is in God who is rich in mercy. As Brother Branham started to expound on this just a little bit. This is page 7. And I'll just start here about paragraph 44. Now we are a part of God. You always was. You don't remember it because you were only an attribute in God. You were only in his thinking. Your very name. It was ever on the book of life. It was put there before the foundation of the world. And he knew what you were. I'm only saying this not to mix up doctrine, but to straighten it out. And we might get away from this fear and scare. You don't know who you are. You're not going to be, but now you are the sons of God. See, you always were the sons of God. For when God had you in his thinking at the beginning, you have to be some part of you, your life that's in you now, had to be with God before there. And when this, before he even became material here on earth, before there was anything but God, you were one of his attributes. And he knowed what your name would be. He knowed the color of hair you would have. And he knowed all about you. The only thing that happened is when you, being a sinner, and many of you can fellowship with me on this thought. And oh, if you can only but fellowship on this thought. Amen. Because that's where it hinges. It's not in what you can achieve in yourself. It's not what you can do in yourself. But it was the mercy and grace of God to each one of us as an individual. Yes. And if we stand here tonight not basing our salvation on somebody patted me on the back and said I was a good person. Somebody shook my hand and brought me into a church and said you ought to start following this way. But because there is something down on the inside of me that's drawing and pulling greater, that when this precious word is read and it's brought back, there's something down on the inside, no matter how bad it cuts, how bad it hurts, there's something down on the inside that says, amen, Lord, that's for me. Amen. You can't help yourself. It's a predestinated seed receiving the life that it needs to grow and to fulfill and to come to maturity. Many of you can fellowship with me on this thought. When you was a little boy or a little girl, you would walk around and there would be certain things that would just where it wouldn't bother the other kids. It seemed like there was something in you that cried out. There was a God somewhere. Yet you were a sinner. You remember that. Amen. Certainly. Now, what was it? That was a little form of life in you then. And then after a while, you heard the gospel. Maybe you went to church and you picked out this and that and went from denomination to denomination. But one day, you being part of God, you had to be part of that word. Amen. And when you heard the word, you know where you come from and you know what was the truth. Mm-hmm. How? Because you're great in it? No. Yeah. God, rich in mercy, imparted that to Amen. You. Amen. You think about that. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. You see people shout and scream and dance all over the Spirit. Think of the things the prophet brought and showed us of what he was seeing back in Pentecost. But showing that that life down on the inside works from the inside out, not from the outside in. Amen. And when that germ of life's been sparked on the inside, it will bring this body under subjection to God's precious Amen. Word. It will toe the mark. And whether it's amen or oh me, it'll move right in tune with it. Yes. Amen. He says, and when you heard the word, you knew you were the seed was in you always. The word seen the word that was in you, and that was before the foundation of the world. Saw the word and you come to it. Like my little eagle story. And oh, don't let that just be a story. It's become to mean so much to me of what he was trying to say. Yes. When you can sit around and hear false doctrine preached, or you can see someone presenting a false idea and people gobble it up and say, amen, that's got to be right. Amen, that's got to be right. But there's something down in you saying, that's not the word of God. That is not part of me. That is not what the Lord revealed to us. But to us. Why? There's a different seed in you. There's a predestinated form of God that's in you. Is that your merits? No. Is it something you worked up on yourself? No. If you can truly understand the mystery and the word for your day, it's God's mercy and grace to you and I. And how we should never take it for granted, but thank God for his love. Amen. Just think about poor Noah. 120 years he preached to a generation that mocked him and scoffed him, laughed at what he believed, tore down everything he said, but he knew God had spoke to his heart and he was not backing up. And oh, may we be a people that can come to that realization that God has spoke to me as an individual, and though nobody else wants to walk with me, by God's grace, I'll stay with you, Lord, and follow you through. Yes, you think about the persecution our pastor's been talking about. You think about them men of old as they had to stand each one their test by themselves. They couldn't have stood that in their human flesh by themselves. They couldn't go through those things, but God predestinated them for the time and the season they were in. And they stood the test with flying colors, proving that Jesus Christ was alive and the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, and that's the way that, let's see here, he says, and like my little eagle story of how that little eagle was hatched out under a hen and the little fellow walked with the chickens. And the hen clucked and he didn't understand her clucking. And the little chickens, their diet down in that barnyard, he didn't understand that, how that they did that. But there was something in him that seemed to be different from the chicken was, because in the beginning he was an eagle. And that's right, one day his mama come hunting him. And when he heard the scream of that eagle, it was different from the cluck of that hen. Yes. And you take an eagle, once he's recognized as an eagle, he might fly back down in that barnyard to pick up a fresh chicken out of there. But he's never going to enjoy the food they're eating. But oh my, I want you to think about the people just want to gobble up all the stuff that's around and this and that. God predestinated a people to grab a hold of the truth and to never look back. Amen. And oh my, you won't find them back down there wallowing in it. Amen. He said, that's the way it is with every born-again believer. You can hear all of the theology you want to and all the made man discrepancies. But when that word flashes out there, there is something that takes a hold of you and you come into it. You were once dead in sin and that life he has quickened. There has to be a life there to quicken first. And God by his foreknowledge knowed all things. And we were predestinated to be sons and daughters of God. And ye who were once dead in sin and trespasses wherein we've all in times past, but hath he quickened. And oh, I want you to think about what he's quickened. Amen. Nowhere will you ever see on that theology, but you let that word strike your path one time and you watch this body swing under subjection to it. There's no more guesswork to it. There's no more wondering, could this be right? Could that be right? But God lays it out in front of you and there's something to it, that there's a spark down on the inside. There's a little wheel in the middle of the wheel that's just crying out, that's right. That's right. And it's marching in tune. Does that mean we don't need to be careful? Well, God's in control. We'll just lay back and just rest. We know we're saved. We know we're sons of God. No, God didn't design it that way. He said, you'll fight for every foot of ground you put your foot on. Joshua and Caleb taking the land. They didn't just get to walk on a bed of ease. God promised the land, we'll just wait for it to come to us. No, they pressed till they saw that land come into view. And even then is when the greatest trials approached them, was at the final destination. But by God's grace, they were more than able to conquer the land. Well, because they were great men of stature, because they were great warriors? No, but because God said, I give it to you, and it's yours, take it. Amen. May we look more into the promises of God and see what he's done for us. This world is not our home. Oh my, there's something down on the inside of us that ought to be crying out to surrender and to lay aside anything, any weight that so easily beset us. Lay it aside and press. like we've never had before. People are gobbling up. People want recognition. We see it all over this message, and we see the great signs coming back, you know, speaking in tongues and interpretations taking place, they say. We see all this, but it's going to come. It's to think of Moses when he walked into Pharaoh's and he said, "I've come from the Lord." And he threw down his rod. Think what happened. They mimicked everything he'd done. Made it look just like it was a fake. But what did Brother Branham say? He said, Moses just stood still and just waited. And God fulfilled the promise. He didn't get worried. He didn't start to, well, could I be wrong? No, he stood firm on what God had said. And he waited on the Lord to take care of the situation. Watch God move in and do the work that was needed. Amen. Think about it there. So this is in the message, Works as Faith Expressed. And this was preached in 65 also. And listen, as Brother Branham is saying, we've read these things many times, but just let it stir your heart. Jesus said that no man can come to me except my Father draws him first. And all the Father has given me will come to me. No man can understand who he is or how it is except it be revealed to you by the revelation of God. And then the faith in you, you act accordingly. And here we see plainly that God is revealed in Jesus, and only those who were foreordained to see it will see it. Be sure to read this, the scripture. I omitted it then, that of St. John 6, 44 to 46. I omitted it because I thought maybe we'd not have enough time to go through and we drop down. He says, so you notice, no man can come to me except my Father draws him first, and all the Father has given me, they will come. They'll recognize it. No other man can do it, no other person. No matter how good, who you are, it's got to be revealed to you. And then you see who Jesus Christ is. Now here is the predestinated plan is in plain view. Just as other seed, the word of God is a seed and must have the ground prepared beforehand. If you sowed a seed and just throwed it out there on the ground, it would do no good. The birds would pick it up. You throw it among thistles and thorns, it'll choke out pretty soon. Jesus' parable said so. And so the ground has to be made ready first. So God in sovereign grace prepares the heart first. He prepared you before the foundation of the world to receive him in this age. He foreknew you by his foreknowledge and ordained you to eternal life. He knew you, therefore he prepared you. And that's the reason you staggered out of these things and staggered into what you have now. And you just think of all down through your life, the things that you bumped into. Why didn't you just get hung up and stay where you were? Why didn't you just get hung up and keep that old doctrine or an old creed that you may have had? God was leading and guiding your path, our paths, my path. And that's the reason, see, he says, and it's God leading you to the place where he has ordained for you to be. If this ground isn't prepared beforehand, it can't grow. And that's the reason the seed of faith, when you're preaching faith seed, the discernments of the Lord, see what takes place and all the gifts of the Bible working, people work themselves up. Oh, hallelujah, I believe it, and come up and find themselves disappointed. See, the ground has to be foreordained. Yes. And you know when it strikes it. Hallelujah. And you watch, that little seed of God will cope with every word of God. Amen. Not just the words that make you feel good. Not just the words that make you want to jump and shout. But the words that are digging right down in there and searching the reins and digging in there and saying, oh, that's not like God. Get rid of that. That's not Christ-like. Get rid of that. It's searching you. Is man doing that? No. God uses the ministry to bring his word. That's the way he set it up and the way it's going to be till he comes and takes his own. But by God's grace, it's the work of the Holy Spirit that's down on the inside working on you. That man gets up underneath the anointing and we preach God's word and renew your minds to what's been said. But it's a work of the Holy Ghost on both sides to bring in, to bring that increase forth in your life. Amen. You can sit under the greatest teacher. You can sit under the greatest revealed word. If Brother Branham himself could stand here tonight and explain many things to many people in this message, they still couldn't see it, though he stood right here and tried again. They wouldn't accept it. Why? Because they won't accept it the way it's been written. They wouldn't accept it coming from his mouth. They were not predestinated to receive the word for their day because it wasn't their word. They were never in the thoughts of God. And oh, it's a hard saying. But oh, just think, if, as I said of Noah, preaching to an entire generation, and there was only 8 souls that went on that ship and sailed out of that town. Look at Lot, just 2, come, or him and his 2 daughters coming out of Sodom. 3 of them walking out of all of those people, and God destroyed everything that was left behind. Oh, saints, how great we should take and how carefully we should trod when we can truly see that this word has pulled and drawn us to this place and brought us as far as it's brought us, realizing that it's not of works and not of what I can do or what I've built up, but there God, by his mercy and grace, has planted a predestinated part of himself down in you and I and watered it and washed it this with the water of the word to bring us to that place that he saw us being. And oh, how it ought to be just a greater reality to us. Every day, it should be stronger. You know, I was listening to Souls in Prison this week, and just to see what God is doing, to see what's in those things, as Brother Branham brought that great message, realizing and looking at what God may still yet do. And oh, my, to see the fulfillment of God's precious word. And oh, how we should be crying out, Lord, let me find myself in that number that's surrendering to every word that you've spoken. Don't let me find myself being discouraged and saying, where is the coming of the Lord? Where is this? As, remember the scripture say, God is not mocked. What a man sows, that shall he reap. And oh, these words were put here. But that predestinated seed, if you can see you're lining up with God's precious word, it'll cause a soberness. It'll cause a seriousness to come into your life. And you won't just think, well, I can't be deceived. I can't. No, there's a cautiousness, a prayerful cautiousness. Lord, watch over my mind. Watch over my ears, Lord, that I would not accept one thing that's contrary, Lord, to your precious word. It's not just a happy-go-lucky, oh, they're just this, they're just that. This is happening, that's happening. No, Lord, hold me in your care and let me ever mindful, Lord, of what you want out of my life every day. Here in the Church Age book, just to renew your mind to these things while we're reading them. And just think about it. Because when you see it so great anymore, these things are being made real and alive. And you see people that just want to walk away from what God has delivered to us. Think about it. God sent a prophet and vindicated him. Sent the word through that precious vessel to call out a bride and to call out a people for his name. And they just walk over top of everything that God said. They walk away from it. They turn it aside as if it didn't matter. That's not, and just twist it and move it all over. But there is a people that's got something down on the inside. Every time that word goes forth, it's just ringing clear, loud and clear in their heart. There's a desire in their heart to never mix it, to never mingle it, to never misquote it, never misplace it, but keep it just the way he said it. And say, Lord, let it be to me according to thy will. Amen. But this is very familiar. It's in this reprint, it's on page 152. I think it was on 155 in the original book, Church Age book. And we'll start here. He said, in very plain language, the true bride of Christ was in the mind of God eternally, though not expressed until each came forth in the designated decreed season. And each member came forth and became expressed and took its place in the body. Thus, this bride is the literal spoken word seed bride. And though she is feminine in designation, she is also called the body of Christ. And it's very apparent that she ought to be called that, for she was predestinated in him, came from the same source, and was eternal, whereas once God was was eternal with him and is now manifested God in a many-membered body. Whereas once God was manifested in a one-member, even our Lord Jesus Christ. And now here we are coming to a conclusion, as the eternal Logos was manifest in the Son. In Jesus dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and the eternal one was the Father manifest in flesh. And thereby gained the title of Son. Even so, we, eternal in his thoughts, in our turn became the many members, spoken word seed, manifested in flesh. And those eternal thoughts, now manifest in flesh, are the sons of God. Even as we are so called, we did not become seed by the rebirth. We were seed, and therefore we were reborn, for only the elect can be reborn. Because we were seed is the reason we could be quickened. In none seed, there is nothing to quicken. Hold this carefully in mind and take this next step Redeem means to buy back. So I want you to think about that. God placed a seed down inside of each one of us. And he said his law of reproduction was every seed would bring forth of its kind. And I want you to think about that. This oak tree out here doesn't have to worry about becoming a maple tree. It don't have to struggle to have an oak tree life because it was predestinated to be an oak tree from the beginning. And the life that was in it just reproduces itself as it waters and it drinks in of all the nutrients that it needs. And that little elected that's predestinated of God, she doesn't have to fight. It's not a struggle. You receive the new birth and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that old soul is dead. That new nature comes alive. That seed springs to life, and they let the water of the word water it and pour out upon it, and you watch it push and push itself right out. Amen. The very life in it, it don't have to fight and struggle to reproduce that life. It's a overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, but it's a continually growing daily in the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Yes. As we sing that little song, deeper, deeper, yet I pray. Oh, there's a pressing, there's a pushing, there's a always growing, reaching out for that precious maturity to come. And oh, by God's grace, may we not stop reaching for the maturity that's to become in us, that was been promised. Amen. Hallelujah. I kind of got ahead of myself and jumped over that a little bit, but let's just read this here. You sisters can come to the instruments. I won't hold you very long. Amen. But here, Brother Branham, after he had preached souls in prison, there was a brother stood up and spoke in tongues, and there was an interpretation given at the end of souls in prison, and it just struck my heart as I listened to it. And Brother Branham, he went on to say a few things about it afterwards, but I'm just going to read what was said just to think about it for a moment. He said, "My children today," this is the brother speaking in an unknown tongue, and this was the interpretation that was given. "My children today, I say unto thee, yea, even I, the Almighty God, has looked upon the earth today, and I have seen the evil that this creation has been brought to, and yea, I see the sin that man this day is wallowing within. Yea, dost thou not know that I have done a great thing for thee? Yea, I have sent forth a man in this last day, yea, that he might be a mouthpiece unto this generation. But I say unto thee this day, my people, many have scoffed at this name, and yea, they have turned their backs upon the things that he has spoke. But I say unto thee that those that shall hear these words, I shall cause great blessings to fall upon them. I am the Almighty God, and I shall reward this day for those that shall sincerely receive these words, saith the Lord." And all may we truly be one that will receive that precious word. Not making an excuse for maybe why I'm not toeing the mark, but dig in and cry out to God, "Lord, take my life over. Let me surrender anything, Lord, that I might be holding on to that would hinder you, Lord, from having your full sway in my life." It's easy to get caught up in this life and easy to get caught up with we're American citizens and we're living in this old world and we got things to gain and places to get and things we want to buy or maybe we want to achieve or places we want to go. But oh my, there's something greater than this coming. And oh, what a great promise has been left to that little bride if she will but stand faithful. And oh, may we truly see that it's only his mercy and grace that we have the desire burning. There's something pressing within you. And you may look around and say, "Well, Brother so-and-so don't seem too concerned. Sister so-and-so don't seem too concerned." Don't let that slow you down one bit. Amen. Oh, press, for it's an individual affair. Amen. And oh, it may not be everyone that you see, everyone you rub shoulders with, everyone you fellowship with, but it's an individual race. God is speaking to individuals. And if he is speaking to your heart, you press like you've never pressed before. Give him your undivided attention and cry out to him. For you can sit in church all your life and listen to every word preached. Show up every day, pay your tithes and offerings. But without the holy baptism of the Holy Ghost, it'll just be words falling on deaf ears. But oh, if you can once get into his presence and he'll fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and change that nature down on the inside, he will bring all things he's spoken back to your remembrance. Whatsoever he said to you, and you watch it bring him and fulfill the life that he said this book would reproduce. 100% back to life. Oh, saints, may we truly look up. Our redemption's drawing nigh. Yes, don't get satisfied with where we're sitting. Don't just begin to let down so many of That's why they'd start to begin to change things. And I was thinking today of Brother Smith, something he had mentioned, and he had mentioned it again in something I was watching, of where he talked about the man that Brother Branham told him, the man had asked Brother Branham about the year 1977. And he said, it was so dark then, I just didn't see how a Christian could even live in that time. And look at where we are today. Look at what this world has turned into. Look at the corruption and the filth and how much worse it's growing every day. Yes, it's just falling away. I don't know. It just struck me. I just only saw a portion of it. But at this State of the Union or whatever the president just gave, his wife walked up and kissed another man smack on the lips out in the thing. This world's gone. There's no hope. There's no, it's filth on all sides. And we knew it was coming. God warned us ahead of time. This day was fast approaching. And many started thinking in doubt. And oh, it can't be. It's not going to be that bad. It's coming, saints. When God is trying to prepare us, He predestinated a people, though, to stand in this hour. He predestinated a people that He would shorten the days for their sake. And oh, by God's grace, I want to be found in that number. Amen. I pray a few words, something you can strengthen you, something you can grab a hold of. But oh, may we be stirred in our hearts. Don't let down. Let's press this battle. Oh, you see so much stuff starting to take place. Churches going every direction and shouting and jumping, going back to emotions and signs and all that's taking place. But God has called a people to the Word, to a reproduction of life, of His precious Word in this day. And may we be a people that find ourselves right in tune with that. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Let's sing that little chorus, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand, as our pastor comes. Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
That so rapidly decay in your heavenly treasure, they shall never pass away. Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Hallelujah. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. One thing about that's all we can hold to. God's unchanging hand is precious Word. And I'll tell you, if you couldn't get something out of that this evening, something's wrong. As there was a lot of wonderful things spoke tonight, you know, and it just struck my heart in a special way again when he was reading what Brother Brown was talking about. You can all, some of you might be able to fellowship with us, he said. You know, back when others was doing things wrong, there was something just about on the inside of you, even when you was just young, something on the inside of you just didn't want nothing to do with that, just kept telling you, don't do it, don't do it. I've experienced that. I know what he's talking about. So I was in fellowship with what he was saying. I appreciate that with all my heart. It's just so wonderful to see yourself identified by the grace of God in the Word of God. Amen. And that's what we come here for. To gather around the Word of God, receive the Word, become the Word, be more like Christ, be identified, see our identification with it, see that we're a part of it. No, and he was speaking about Noah, you know, and then to the very last, talking about how corrupt this whole world is getting, which we all know. We're seeing it. We're seeing it happen. And I got to thinking about, you know, here was Noah building on that boat that long, preaching the gospel, trying to tell them rain was coming, trying to tell them what God said. They wouldn't listen.
Yes, it was an evil generation of people. So wicked. Even Brother Branham talked about it. But then I got to thinking, how much more wickeder is it today? You know, what would they have been doing today? They'd have been trying to pull the props out, knock the boat over. They'd have been trying to burn it down. They'd have been doing all kinds of things, trying to destroy. You see? It's just how evil people are. Their very ways of thinking is so wicked. But thank God he has set us free. Amen. Free from all that filth and corruption of this world and living in the light. Oh my. And every moment we're getting closer to the appearing of the Lord, getting ready to change bodies. I'm looking forward to that. Loving the appearing of the Lord. Are you loving the appearing of the Lord? It's getting closer. Amen. Don't know exactly when it'll be. No man knows. But we know it's really getting close. Amen. So we appreciate those precious words tonight. Let us bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you made it possible that we could be here this evening and give us, as our brother said in the very beginning, the very desire to be here. Lord, the longing, the hunger that's pulling on the inside to want to sit here and listen to the Word of God. We all can realize, Lord, that look at the people that's around us in this world. To come in a building like this and sit down and hear the things that was spoke tonight, oh, they would just think it would be so boring. They would think it's just, why would anybody want to listen to that? They would begin to mock it and scoff it, make fun of it. But Lord, your mercy and grace has put something deep down on the inside of us that we love the Word of God. We appreciate you, Lord. We're so thankful for all that you do for us. We just ask once more now as we leave this little place that you would watch over us and keep us safe on the highways and just bring it back next point in time if you should tarry. And Lord, help us to come hungry again. Lord, we desire to be exactly, without any flaw, exactly what you want us to be. May that be the desire burning in our hearts. We ask us all in your glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May God richly bless you. Amen. Do you love each other? Keep loving each other.